This is day 28 of our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards, and it's the fourth day we're looking at Christ the Mediator. Yesterday, in section 3 of chapter 8 of the Confession of Faith, we read that the Lord Jesus was anointed to the end that he might be thoroughly furnished to execute the office of mediator and surety. There are other offices that the Confession and the Westminster Standards speak of Christ executing, and we'll look at those. We'll begin to look at those offices today. The important point to note is that the word Christ in Greek means anointed. And in the Old Testament, the people who were anointed were the king and prophets and priests. And Christ executed all of these offices, or continues to execute these offices, prophet, priest, and king. And that's what the catechisms are going to be talking about in the next few days. We'll look first at question 23 of the Shorter Catechism. What offices does Christ execute as our Redeemer? And the answer, Christ as our Redeemer executes the offices of a prophet, of a priest, and of a king, both in the estate of his humiliation and exaltation. The Larger Catechism answer is similar, but let's look at the two parts of this answer. First, it says that Christ as our Redeemer executes the office of prophet, a priest, and a king. So we're going to look today at the office of prophet, and it'll probably take another day to look at priest, another day to look at the office of the king, and then we'll look at the phrase, both in his estate of humiliation and exaltation. When Christ came down from heaven and became a man, that's spoken of as his humiliation, birth in a lowly state, taking on our nature, being tortured and executed. But then also he was exalted. He was raised from the dead and he ascended to the right hand of the Father, to the throne of David, and that's where he is today. So the Westminster Standards speak of his estate of humiliation and his estate of exaltation. But we'll look at that after we look at the offices of prophet, priest, and king. So here's the texts for the Shorter Catechism answer that Christ as our Redeemer executeth the offices of prophet, of a priest, and of a king. First, Acts 3:21-22. Whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things which God hath spoken by the mouth of all of his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. So this is talking about Christ executing the office of a prophet. Also Hebrews 12:25. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escaped not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. The prophet is the office that speaks the word of God. Compare this with 2 Corinthians 13:3. Since ye seek a proof of Christ speaking in me, which to you word is not weak, but is mighty in you. Okay, Christ executes the office of a priest. Hebrews 5:5-7. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made a high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. As he saith also in another place, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. So Christ was made a high priest, he offered up prayers, which is a priestly work, and also Hebrews 7:25, Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he liveth, he ever liveth, to make intercession for them. So, offering up prayers, making intercession, being a high priest. Also, Christ executes the office of a king. Here are the texts for that. Psalm 2:6, Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. Isaiah 9:6-7, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom, to order it, and to establish it, with judgment and with justice, from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Matthew 21:5, tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass, and a colt, the foal of an ass. Back to Psalm 2:8-11, ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. So Christ executes the office of a king, and the Shorter Catechism says, both in his estate of humiliation and exaltation. The Westminster Larger Catechism, question 42, phrased a little bit differently, but basically the same material. Question 42, why was our mediator called Christ? Answer, our mediator was called Christ because he was anointed with the Holy Ghost above measure, and so set apart and fully furnished with all authority and ability to execute the offices of a prophet, priest, and king of his church in the estate both of his humiliation and exaltation. So let's go back to being anointed with the Holy Ghost above measure. John 3:34. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. And Psalm 45:7, thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God thy God hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. He was set apart and fully furnished with all authority and ability. John 6:27. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. And Matthew 28:18-20, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. So Christ was anointed with all authority and ability to execute the offices of prophet, priest, and king. Here are the texts for prophet. Acts 3:21-22, which I think we just read that. Yes, and Luke 4:18-21. Just to remind you, Acts 3 is talking about Moses saying, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren. Luke 4:18-21, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, and hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. And he began to say unto them, today this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. So he was a prophet. He was also a priest. And again, Hebrews 5, Christ did not glorify himself to be made a high priest, but God said, thou art a priest after the order of Melchizedek. And Hebrews 4:14-15, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. And also, in addition to prophet and priest, a king. And again, Psalm 2:6, yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. And Isaiah 6, the son is born, a child is given, the government shall be upon his shoulder, the prince of peace, increase of government and peace, there shall be no end. And also Philippians 2, 8, through 11. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So Jesus Christ, prophet, priest, and king, in both the estate of his humiliation and exaltation. Now let's break that down and look at each of those offices in more detail. First, the office of prophet. The Shorter Catechism, question 24. How does Christ execute the office of a prophet? Answer: Christ executeth the office of a prophet in revealing to us by his word and spirit the will of God for our salvation. John 1:18. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. 1 Peter 1:10-12, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. John 15:15. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. John 20:31, but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. So Christ executes the office of a prophet in revealing to us by his word and spirit the will of God for our salvation. The Larger Catechism, question 43, pretty much the same material. How does Christ execute the office of a prophet? Answer: Christ executeth the office of a prophet in his revealing to the church in all ages, by his spirit and word, in diverse ways of administration, the whole will of God, in all things concerning their edification and salvation. So, breaking that down, Christ executes the office of a prophet in his revealing to the church, John 1:18, we just read that, in all ages by the Spirit and the Word, by his Spirit and Word, and again, 1 Peter 1:10-12, the prophets inquired and searched diligently, and in diverse ways of administration. This is something additional to what was in the Shorter Catechism, Hebrews 1:1-2. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom he also made the worlds. So, in diverse ways of administration, the whole will of God. Again, John 15:15, which we just read, all things that I have heard of my Father have I made known unto you. The whole will of God in all things concerning their edification and salvation. The Larger Catechism gives us John 20:31, these things are written that you might believe, but also gives us Acts 20:32, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. And Ephesians 4:11-13, he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of fullness of Christ. So Christ executes the office of a prophet, and tomorrow on day 29, we'll look at how Christ executes the office of a priest.